Origination of the Birthday Book, written by Christina Curtin, February 17th, 2020. Gianna's 13th birthday is nearing. Along with the internal struggle of dealing with the fact that my baby will be a teenager in a couple weeks, I am also overloaded with the self-induced stress of putting together the epic creation known in our house as the Birthday Book. The Birthday Book takes me days to make. These 75 plus page books document any notable milestones or event from the past year of their life. The first day of third grade, Halloween costumes that cost $50 to wear once. Artwork I took pictures of so I could throw it away. Soccer games, pet funerals, their undying love for sweets, new friends made, trips taken, funny shit they said throughout the year. You get the point. I seriously don't know when these books turned into mini novels about the girls' lives. I didn't intend for them to end up that way, but like the game of Jumanji, I can't stop until I've won, which is when they all turn 18 and I can congratulate myself on them surviving the dangerous game of being a kid. Silver lining, Gianna only has 5 books left and Scarlett only has 10. However, baby girl number 3 is just going to continue this vicious cycle. I can only blame myself. Why I started this tradition. Like almost anything I commit myself wholly to in life, it began with guilt and overcompensation for something I lacked as a child. I started creating these books for my first daughter, Gianna, because it seemed wrong to stop cataloging everything about her life after the year one baby book ended. You know the one. With a dental chart you never fully fill out, vaccination records, family tree you have no clue how to correctly fill out, and little envelopes to put their first haircut and hospital bracelets in. After a year of documenting that level of detail, it felt wrong just to stop. So I decided to continue the cataloging of her life via a yearly birthday book. However, what led me to go overboard was likely because of my childhood. I also wanted to create these books for my kids because my baby book is honestly a pile of heaping, steaming shit. It's quite possibly the worst baby book in existence. I challenge anyone to show me one that is sadder or shittier than mine. What makes it especially horrible is that, for the most part, I filled out my own baby book myself. In all fairness, my mom wasn't equipped to keep me off the main road when I wanted to ride my big wheel, let alone fill out a baby book to document my favorite food and number of teeth. In the grand scheme of things, you don't need a baby book to live. It's not food, clothing, or a roof over your head. But the mom in me feels sad for baby me when I see the photo-less pages and I read my childhood handwriting that my favorite toy at 3 is a box. Yes, a box. That makes the fact that I wrote a children's story about a box even more ironic. I am most definitely overcompensating for the sad little book I have and the overall lack of photos from my own childhood. These 80-page books I create are probably overkill, but my girls absolutely love them. Their excitement every year to read all about themselves is both adorable and somewhat narcissistic, but whatever. They will unexpectedly get their old books out once in a while to read through and remember what it was like to be 5, or what it was like when we moved to Florida, or the funny little things they used to do as toddlers, like smell someone's breath to see if they'd been eating chocolate. It might be overcompensation, they might be a time suck, but these hefty logs are my gift to my girls. I don't buy them birthday gifts. I haven't ever. They get these books and that's it. Everyone else can buy them toys or clothes, but I feel like it's part of my job as their mom to give them this. No one else can document their life like me, so I must soldier on. Years from now, when I am gone, these books will remind them of their childhood and hopefully how much their mom loved them to have spent so much god-awful time compiling the photos and remembering the events from the past year. I know they appreciate them now. However, being the dicks that they are, they seem to really love finding spelling errors in the books or occasions where I accidentally included a photo that doesn't even have them in it. I should probably stop making the books and drinking wine at the same time. That might help my attention to detail.